Let us pray. Dear Father God, we thank you for the gift of your Son, whose birth we have celebrated these past several weeks. We ask that we not forget your many blessings to us, to be grateful for them, and to continue to strive to do your will. We ask your continued blessing on all those on our prayer list and on those whose names we hold in the silence of our hearts. Hear our prayers for all those in need today, all those who grieve, all those who suffer. We pray especially for those who suffered and died due to the brutal attack on our nation's Capitol building 1 year ago. We pray as your Son taught us, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen." Our scripture this morning is from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. It's the story of the Magi. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. This concludes the reading of the scripture for this morning. This is supposed to be a meditation, not a sermon. I derived the thoughts for this meditation from James' notes, from which he intended to preach today. This is my poor interpretation of those notes. Epiphany. The word means God with us, and it is a feast celebrated with great joy and ceremony in many parts of the world. The story of the three kings is told only in the Gospel of Matthew. The wise men are not named, nor is their number, but tradition has specified three due to the number of gifts mentioned. Tradition even gives them names, Caspar, Melchior, and Balthazar. And in some countries, even their camels have names. The event we want to commemorate is the day that the rest of the non-Jewish world became aware of the existence of the Messiah. In fact, that day has sometimes been called Little Christmas. It's the celebration of the 12th and final day of Christmas, and is usually celebrated on or close to January 6th. Unfortunately, since January 6th, 2021, the day has taken on another reason for remembrance. We recall the events of that day in Washington, D.C., where our nation's Capitol building was under siege by a lawless mob which entered by force, broke windows, destroyed furniture and other items, attacked Capitol Police, and called for the deaths of certain public officials. While Congress was meeting to certify the results of the recent presidential election, suddenly violence, hatred, and lies became more important than peace on earth, goodwill to all. As we celebrate Epiphany this year, let us remember that the Magi followed the light of the Star of Bethlehem. Let us continue, with God's help, to follow that star, the light who is Christ, the light of the world. Let us choose to lift up that light, the star, the light who is Christ, the light of the world. Choose to lift up that light, choose to celebrate it, for this light shines in the darkness, and darkness will never overcome it. Let us, by our lives, become a reflection of that great light that has come.